It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll never forgive Pizza Hut for ruining this song for me. Fontella Bass, singer, pianist, had a number four hit in 1965 with Rescue Me. Born on this day in 1940, died in 2012 of complications following a heart attack. Pizza Hut bought the, you know, licensed the song and changed the words. Come on, Pizza Hut, deliver me. It's about their fine delivery service for Pizza Hut pizza. And so that might have been my first, this is a long time ago, might have been my first exposure to Rescue Me. And now they are inseparable. Rescue Me and Come on, Pizza Hut, deliver me. Fontella Bass, born on this day back in 1940. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by Dr. G. Keith Smith, board-certified anesthesiologist, co-founder of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. Also a piece over at InsideSources.com. Doctors must lead post-COVID-19 reforms. Dr. Smith, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I've got to ask first, you reference in the piece the hydroxychloroquine study from Lancet in May, and they had to retract it. I don't know if you saw yesterday, there's apparently great news from Michigan, where we are. Henry Ford Health System did a study, 2,500 patients, and showed hydroxychloroquine significantly decreased the death rate of patients when used. So we're still finding out new things.
I had not seen that study, but that's sure consistent with what the European studies have shown. Most people don't know that in very recent times, very recent years, the editors of the New England Journal and Lancet both resigned in disgust and admitted that probably half or more of what was in their journals was false and not reliable. So the Lancet went even further on the hydroxychloroquine, and I believe in their editorial page, thrashed anyone who would promote hydroxychloroquine as a helpful in this crisis. So these are studies that are published that are supposed to be peer reviewed, and they're not reliable. And so it just makes you wonder what in the world is going on. How do you know what's true? How do you know what to believe? And it's difficult.
Dr. Smith, the piece at Inside Sources says doctors must lead post-COVID-19 reforms. What are those reforms that you're talking about?
Well, this is a situation that is far too important to entrust to government, the post office, the DMV sort of mentality. This is a situation where the free market, entrepreneurs, innovators, the private sector has really shown, that without that, we're in real trouble. We didn't even have testing that was reliable until the CDC and the FDA were shoved aside. Many of the tests the CDC sent out were actually contaminated with COVID-19. So there are a lot of physicians, there are a lot of people out there in the medical industry that have been held at bay by regulations, what I'd like to refer to as choice restrictions. And if these regulations are taken away, then these people are set free to innovate and come up with better ideas than what we have.
You say in the piece at Inside Sources that delays are literally killing people. It took weeks for the FDA to allow the private sector to develop testing. I've read a bit about this. If there's one thing that we perhaps should learn from this the past couple of months, is that the lack of nimbleness on behalf of agencies like the FDA is something that must be overcome in the future.
Yeah, and this goes way back. The FDA has a history of delaying or denying consumers, patients, drugs that they need, and approving drugs that are deadly. These are common mistakes at the FDA. So this goes way back, and it's just a manifestation of how poorly government functions in the medical industry when they get involved with the regulations.
Talking with Dr. G. Keith Smith, board-certified anesthesiologist, co-founder of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. His piece at InsideSources.com, doctors must lead post-COVID-19 reforms. You say eliminating barriers between patients and doctors improves health and saves lives. What are those barriers up now? How do we knock them down?
Well, we've seen some of the barriers come down with relaxation of restrictions on telemedicine and telehealth. So there are physicians that are now able to work without such fear of privacy laws that are really that serve no purpose. And people claim that they're part of HIPAA. So, you know, you can't have a FaceTime visit, for instance, with a physician. You know, it has to be some HIPAA-approved medium. There are also states that restrict the ability of a physician to provide a telehealth visit unless they have a license in the state where the patient resides. Medicare is not paid for telehealth visits, and all of these things are being revisited. So when we see the government step back, get rid of their choice restrictions, these regulations that prevent physicians and patients from dealing together directly, when physicians are allowed to prescribe medicines like hydroxychloroquine for patients they think are appropriate and the government's not in the way, then patients are benefited by that. And when the government gets in the way, people get in trouble, they suffer, they die. It's a long, sordid history of government's involvement in the medical industry.
Dr. G. Keith Smith, board-certified anesthesiologist, co-founder of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. Read his piece at InsideSources.com, Doctors Must Lead Post-COVID-19 Reforms. Dr. Smith, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll check sports in a minute, and then we found something. We found something we'll share with you in just a few minutes here on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to roxoroffroad.com/offers to learn more.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
when it's time to get back to work,
together, we're going to bring this economy back.